We got, ladies and gentlemen, we got them. Yoink, yak, yak 'em. We got them. A legitimate all 75 close you out in the playoffs, stone cold killer. Not only did we get that, we have something that we haven't had since PJ Tucker. We got somebody who's thirsty for it, who's going to I glanced at my phone. I'm driving back. I'm at work and I look down because, of course, I would never look at my phone while operating a vehicle. Of course, I would never do that. Right. And I look and my guy who doesn't work with me anymore, who is the Heat fan, I'm like, oh, he does. I was like, hey, that's my guy. I haven't talked to him in 6 months since he didn't work here no more. That's funny. Why is my Heat fan buddy calling me? I got to call him back. But never did I dream that dreams do come like, and check it out. Here's the thing right now. Now, finally, we're going to have six-man Chris Middleton. I mean, they'll probably play him for a little bit until he rips his hamstring off the bone again or whatever. But like, now we have a hierarchy, because guess what? Jrue Holiday has been better than Chris Middleton for 3 years. Now we know what Chris is, right? Chris as the third banana. How long have we been saying this? Chris as the third banana. Chris Middleton as the third banana. Champagne with my campaign. This, like, I never dared to dream. Actually, you know, somebody was asking questions. I thought maybe I'd do a phone mumbler again. The questions were kind of about Jrue. And I think I was going to say something along the lines of, it's cool. As much as the NBA hot stove is whack and played out, that it was kind of nice to imagine Lillard. I don't think people really appreciate Lillard, because this whole thing and the way he's mishandled this situation has been annoying. But all is forgiven, Doc. All is forgiven. We're it's not fake all-stars. It's not like halfway crooks. It's not like might be an all-star. It might be if everybody gets hurt and the fourth and when the point guard from Charlotte gets hurt and maybe you'd be an all-star. It's not like, oh, you had a pretty good 35 games. You know, you had a DeRozan start to the season kind of all-stars. We're talking about a guy. The Milwaukee Bucks, in the late prime of Giannis, added a dude who is a smidge, a microscopic hair, really worse than Steph Curry. The Milwaukee Bucks added a guy who's a smidge worse than Steph Curry. I just want to see it. By the way, new coach. By the way, Giannis future secured. And, you know, before Cheesehead TV steals my video, I would encourage everybody to look at the last video for Jrue, the Jrue clutch compilation highlights, before somebody else steals it and decides, well, I have a bigger following than that guy, so I'll just make the same video, and we'll launder it through some. Well, again, that's not what this is about. That's not what this conversation is about. Thank you, Jrue Holiday. People try to disrespect you through shooting and all kinds of other stuff, and you know, again, those layups that you shot, you didn't know if they were going in, man, but you were man enough to take them. Thank you for that. Everybody was saying no, game 7 against Brooklyn. He was like, hey, we're going down with me shooting. I respect it immensely. I respect your contributions, your layup in, what was it, game 3, I want to say, against Brooklyn. The mini steals, you badgered Chris Paul to the point that after a while Chris Paul was falling down and you were picking it up. That play that Chris drops 40, like that game, well, you know, Chris had 34 before you stole the ball from Chris Paul, got him a left-handed layup that's, inexplicably, they didn't call Booker for the foul on. At play after play after play, the alley-oop, stealing the ball from Devin Booker, throwing that alley-oop, gets it to Giannis. Giannis tricks the free throw. You keep it alive. Giannis keeps it alive to Chris. Play after play after play after play. Jrue Holiday was not scared. Legendary Buck. And the nice thing is that, you know, this chapter gets closed admirably for him. Like, we didn't have to watch another season of it going well or any of this kind of stuff. That's kind of the thing. I mean, it's even in some senses the PJ thing that now it's just over and we can just only remember the good things. But not scared, never scared, and carried himself like a man. And, you know, Jimmy Butler aside, was somebody that added a whole nother dimension. And one of the great Milwaukee Bucks of my lifetime. Credit to everything. Handled himself great, charity work, the whole thing. And now we're the front runners. And now we are the front runners. You got Bradley Beal and Booker and Kevin Durant. I do not care one bit. Oh, you got old man LeBron with his walker and whatever other shenanigans and, you know, the remains of Balco Lab or whatever you think. I don't care. Oh, you got the Leprechauns, and you got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, second worst handle to Chris Middleton. I don't care. We got Dame Lillard, who dreams about making big shots, who makes big shots in his sleep, who takes over games in his sleep. And when he's on, just like Steph, because again, we just basically got Steph. When he's on like Steph, it doesn't matter how dominant Giannis is. Dame Lillard will be the best dude on the court for halves and stretches, and for the important stretches. So guess what else Giannis can do now? He can do some off-the-ball stuff. He can pick his... Like, this is why we wanted to do it. This is why all these other half measures we wanted to do, because we wanted to see it with Beal or other guys. We wanted to see it even with DeRozan-level guys. We wanted to see it with Zach LaVine-level guys. We wanted to see what else... Well, we're going to see now. I think Marjan's good, but I've been on record for that. But we can just stop here. Wow, right? Wow. And somebody was like, "Is this April Fool's?" Like, I literally almost crashed. These are the swings you want. There's so much discourse and there's dialogue about, well, boy, this is a kind of a turd sandwich that we have to eat for this. We had to hold our nose and do this or that or whatever else. This is why you get real talent. This is why. And two guys are actually better than three, because now we have two guys way up here. You can see my hand way up in the sky. We have two guys way up here. And then we have, you know, Chris and Brooke, whoever ends up being left way down in the middle. And then everybody else gets in where they fit in. And that's actually a structure that you want for a team hierarchy. Bucks clap back. Zip it up and zip it out. More on this later. Maybe we'll do another one later. More on this later.